In her opening statement, Senate Labor, Health and Human Services and Education Subcommittee Ranking Member Tammy Baldwin from Wisconsin said the Trump administration and RFK Jr.'s HHS are putting Americans' health at risk through their policies.
The changes this administration is trying to implement when it comes to vaccines are putting kids at risk of debilitating, fatal, and completely preventable diseases. Congress should reject this budget request, but that's not enough. This administration continues to act with impunity, putting the health and well-being of families across the country at risk, and Congress must stop it.
Kennedy said the administration has made some progress in cutting back on redundancies and fraud, waste, and abuse at HHS, and has helped recenter the department's priorities on fighting preventable disease.
We're ending the era of federal policies that fueled this chronic disease epidemic and replacing them with policies that put the health of the American people first. President Trump and I are challenging the status quo and the institutions that defend it as we work to make America healthy again.
Earlier Tuesday, Kennedy testified at the House Energy and Commerce Committee. Democratic Texas Congressman Mark Vesey took Kennedy to task over his anti-vaccine positions, which he called reckless and dangerous.
Who in this administration should Texans blame for fabricating the deadly measles outbreak in our state? Let me take my time back. Four days ago, you told my colleague, Representative Suzanne Bonamici, that you, quote, have never been anti-vaccine. That's a ridiculous lie because you're probably the most anti-vax figure that I can remember in my lifetime.
The Trump administration released the HHS budget proposal earlier this month. It calls for 12.5% cuts to the agency, or about $16 billion. Democrats and healthcare advocates say the administration and Republican allies in Congress allowed more generous ACA subsidies to expire at the end of last year, causing premiums for many Americans to skyrocket. And last year, President Trump's big, beautiful tax and spending bill included huge cuts to Medicaid, likely cutting millions of Americans from the safety net insurance program. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.